that you smile. Although there's something to them, it's not the way you have your hair, it's not that certain style. But it could be that perfume. If I had a
I don't wish I would have stopped it a while ago. Oh boy, wouldn't you know it's time to start the fucking podcast again.
I just like that keyboard riff.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
I don't know the chorus for this one that well.
Oh, it's kind of like a underwhelming chorus.
Oh, is it? But
yeah. No, it's fun. I think it was
did it already happen?
Yeah, it was if I had a photograph of you, I wish I had a photograph of you. Here we go.
Or something to remind me.
Wait.
If I had a photograph of you.
Okay.
Or something to remind me.
I took it down right during the chorus.
I wouldn't spend my life just wishing.
Okay, so the chorus is almost like musically based.
Yeah.
Those are pretty fun. I like those.
Yeah, I like the stupid synth pop new wave shit.
Hey,
sometimes.
I'm into it.
Yeah, it's a fun.
That's what was fun about one. That new Paramore album was that they did bunch of like, was that like 80s or 70s? 70s?
I think, I don't know, 80s, 70s, 80s.
Essential 80s is what it was on. Yeah, 80s. Yeah. They had some of that synth shit in there. Mm-hmm. That was pretty neat.
Yeah, I always like that
synth
stuff.
Pop stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I like it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cut him off, sorry.
Hey, everybody. I'm a stupid moron with an ugly face and a big butt, and my butt smells, and I like to kiss my own butt.
That was me for cutting Ric Flair off.
Yeah.
Well, hey, hello.
Do that to him.
Yeah, how dare you? Hello and welcome, everybody, to another flim-flamulous, glamulous episode of How Sad Is the Podcast. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban, and with me, as always, is the one, the only, the underwear taker.
It's me, Casey. Chodes, where we're going, we don't need Chodes. Stoddard.
Oh my God.
Sorry, I forgot say Stoddard at the end. I jumped the gun.
No, that's cool. Yeah.
Chodes. Where are you going where you don't need Chodes? That's my question.
Some narrow vaginas.
Oh, okay.
Some very slim canyons.
Well, all we need is needle dicks.
Step into a slim Kim.
Oh,
boom.
There you go.
Name of the episode.
Yeah.
That one should have been a step into a Slim Kim. He wasn't a Slim Jim guy. It was Macho Man. Yeah,
step into a Slim Kim.
Oh yeah.
There you go. Oh, Slim Kim. Wide hallway though. Yeah, that guy's yelling down.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, you guys
throwing a hot dog down a. I don't know. Into
Kim Possible hallway.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Hey.
Throwing a hot dog into a bottle, like one of those ships in a bottle.
What if that was a carnival game? They just gave you a flaccid hot dog. Yeah, and it was all those bottles.
It's like darts or
it's
something.
Just, bloom.
Yeah.
It's just gotta,
oh, I get what you're saying.
It's
yeah,
just
yeah.
got to land right in.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I'd play that game.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, next birthday, I'm setting that carnival game up.
Yeah.
I'm about to make $100 million. You can tell who played, too, because their hands smell like hot dog water.
Yeah.
Just dig in. And just...
Yeah.
Bloom. I like seeing flaccid hot dogs fly through the air. Maybe that's something...
Flip them.
Yeah. There might be a little bit of a therapy involved to find out what the deal with that is, but hey.
I was just going to let us sit in it for a while.
Bite that dick is what I was going to say.
Yeah. Bite that dick. No, I was just going to be like, let's just sit for a while.
I like that, though.
Let the listeners think. Therapy, folks. It's good for you. Come harder just
because. I just started watching this, not a new show, but a new show for me, kind of. And it's really fast dialogue, really quick back and forths.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they do have those moments of silence, it makes it hit like even harder, which is really cool to see. But it's not easy to pull off the really quick dialogue back and forth because it can be pretty annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But the show is called Letterkenny, Mm-hmm. And it's about a town in Alaska, or bleep, a town in Ontario, in Canada. And it's real fun. Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know, if you're into any, like, any I guess, like, Euro shows or anything like that, where, like, if you like any shows from the UK or anything like that, and one of the reasons is because the dialogue is a little more unpredictable because you don't know their slang and shit like that, mm-hmm. which I think is one of my favorite parts.
Yeah, that was really
about
cool.
that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Is Letterkenny, you will definitely enjoy. Yeah. They have some pretty cool, like, neat little, like, vehicles that they use or, like, setups for shit that they have for the amount of, like, they're very dialogue intensive. Like, there's not a lot that happens during the episode. And I think they were a show that, at least how I was introduced to it, was my, well, our Canadian friend, Jamie Bradford. I was hanging out with, I think I was hanging out with Corey Tucker and him.
Oh my God!
I know. Quite a crew.
You know how I feel about Corey Tucker.
yeah.
Love him to death.
And we were all hanging out at the bar that Jamie works at, and Tucker and I were drinking, and Bradford got all, like, giddy, gay, excited about this show that he wanted to show us.
Yeah.
So he pulled up clips on YouTube. And, like, that's kind of how I think Americans found out about Mighty Boosh, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is, like, one of my favorite shows. And it was because of they would just be able to post, like, a clip from it.
Yeah.
But you'd never see how the whole thing. Yeah, Old Greg, I think, is what really popped them off. But Letterkenny, they do these really neat intros that are super able to just go viral. I don't know if that was something they thought about in the beginning. I highly doubt it was, but if they did, it's genius. Either way, it's really well done, because they, like, set up the beginning like it's a set up punchline kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the very first episode is, like, this dude, the main character Wayne, who puts his thumbs in his front jean belt buckle loops, which is very funny, and he's just very, like, a very like, straight-laced country man, works on the farm kind of thing.
He's the most stereotypical, like, Canadian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's,
it's great, though.
To me, the funniest, because he plays such a good straight man, but then he actually plays another character in the show who's my other favorite, that the hockey player that I played you clips of. But the start of it was, like, Letterkenny consists of Hicks, Skids, hockey players, and Christians. Mm-hmm. Here are their problems. And then it's just him standing there, and he goes, a couple of hockey players came up to the produce stand the other day, and then it just cuts to them hanging out by the produce stand, and hockey players pull up, and then they have a back and forth that's really, really funny. I won't say anything about it because I don't want to ruin it. And then after that clip is done, he says some shit to punchline it, where it's like, you know, hey, pulling stones and baling hay isn't easy, but better than fighting guys with happy trails or something. So, like, there's that neat little, like, in-between for, like, a cold open.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it's really well done. It's super fun. Yeah. If you guys like the podcast, you'll probably like that. I'm not saying that we're well-written or quick.
We're funnier.
Quick-witted. Hey, no. I'm definitely funnier. I'll tell you this. Tell you this. God damn it.
Oh, easy. Yeah. I've only seen what you've shown me.
Yeah.
I was going to sit down and watch it all together. But, yeah, I liked... Yeah, it was funny because, like, I don't know. It kind of felt like... Like, even though it's Canadian, it's like, oh, it's still kind of like Michigan a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then, like...
It's still very, like, hicky.
Yeah.
When it is. And so if you are familiar with, like, a redneck lifestyle at all or anything like that, or even, like... Honestly, all the little groups kind of all play in a way that you can relate to.
Yeah, and the slang, they said a word that I...
Oh, yeah.
I legit just thought my grandpa made it up because I'd never heard anyone besides him say it. And, like, he, like... I mean, I grew up in a farm town, but, like, he grew up in, like, an even smaller farm town.
Yeah.
But he would always say pertinier.
Pertinier.
Yeah, like, damn, like, just, like, as a substitute for, like, damn near.
Pertinier,
like,
killed him.
Yeah, just, like, almost, it almost fucking hit me. But, yeah, he was always saying it, but, yeah. And then they said it on the show. I was like, what the fuck? I thought my grandpa. I thought you were Shakespeare. You're not my hero anymore, you piece of shit. But yeah, that really caught me off guard because, like, I was like, oh, that's just, I don't know. He probably made it up. or something. I don't know.
Oh, when you were younger and heard him saying it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember hearing my grandpa say pertinier. He'd also say some bitch.
Really?
He'd say them some bitch. Bitch. Yeah, yeah, he'd say some bitch or some bitches.
Yeah.
And yeah. What else would he say? Every time you'd come up to him, it's like the same thing in this Letterkenny show. They're always like, I can't remember the dialogue, but there's always like a
boys,
hey, how are you kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
then it's like, pretty good in you and like stuff like that. And but there was a thing that my grandpa used to say. Fuck, I got to remember it, but I won't.
Was it howdy ho?
It was. It was. I emailed. I know I emailed Matt and Trey about that, and I was like, "Yo,
yeah,
you're just gonna steal from my dead grandpa?"
Yeah, they're like, "Fuck you,
fuck you."
He took his Christmas hat too, his Santa Claus hat.
Yeah.
Who is the Santa Claus?
Oh, I'm hurt.
Who is this Santa Claus? Yeah, I don't know. Check it out if you guys got a chance. It's fun.
Yeah, it seemed cool.
Also, like, what was the other word? The hockey players all have their own dialogue.
Furta?
Furta, yeah. They all have their own like slang up and shit.
Yeah.
And Casey, you remembered some of the like...
The hockey lingo.
Hockey lingo.
Yeah,
like snipe and sniper and
snipe
stuff.
Snipe and roof it and mix the water bottle and dangle. Yeah, they were saying some other chirping shit though, and I was like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah,
but yeah, I recognized some of it, but then yeah, they would always say like boys,
Furta.
Yeah, I never heard Furta
before.
Boys. Yeah, they would always say boys or buddy, and I was like, that's what Bradford always says.
Yeah,
like, all right, boys, we drinking tonight, and then just like shit like that. They'd always say,
I
want to
go have a dart.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, and dart. Yeah, yeah. I forgot about that.
So
yeah,
we got Canadians have darts, we have cigarettes.
Yeah,
and the UK have fags.
Yeah.
So hey. All smoke and something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what is it? They would say Furta at the end of stuff to like celebrate something. Mm-hmm. Like they would say something they were getting geared up for, and then they'd be like, Furta.
Yeah.
And
it's Furta.
Yeah. Yeah, the Canadian Luda.
Or no, Ja Rule. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
that's what it is.
That holla, holla, it's Murda.
It's Furta. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Yeah. I had never heard that. We had to Google it, right?
Yeah, I asked you if you knew, and so then I looked it up, and it was just like, it's funny because it was one of those things that it's like the simplest shit ever, but not.
Well, yeah. Well, it's a combination. Like it means for the boys,
for
right?
For the boys. So yeah. For the boys.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Because you had fur in there because that's like the Midwestern accent and the Canadian. Like that's how people from the Midwest and Canada say for
the boys.
Yeah. For
the. So instead it was just Furta.
Yeah.
So yeah. Anybody without that accent wouldn't have come up with Furta. It would have.
No.
Yeah. This is fun. Furta.
Yeah. Good, I didn't need to explain that, but...
No, you're fine. No, I'm... So, you did.
It's a good,
I'm kicking my ass! Do you mind?
Yeah, it's a fun one.
Yeah, the first two seasons are on Hulu, so if you have Hulu, check it out on there. Yeah. Hulu, maybe mail us some couple of $1 bills for saying your name.
Yeah, hit me up for a password.
Yeah, yeah, Casey up for the password.
Yeah.
And,
give me a 5-spot.
Yeah, I checked out the rest of the seasons. The most recent one they posted was the 5th season.
There's 5 of them?
5.
And there's like 8 episodes each?
It's usually between 6 and 8.
Damn.
Usually it's only 7 max though. I think one of them they had like an extra. It's almost like how people have holiday episodes.
Okay, yeah.
Like I think the second season had like a St. Paddy's Day one.
Oh yeah, okay.
Because
yeah.
Letterkenny, they explain it in the thing, but Letterkenny is like also like an Irish there was a lot of like Irish immigrants there and stuff like that they talk about.
I just assumed it was a newer show. It looked like new, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. It, I think the first one was in like, well, shit, if we're thinking 5 years back, fucking 2012, I think 13.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
Shit. Okay.
Because I think this 5th one just ended like they make some like Trump reference maybe even.
Really?
More. I was really drunk when I was watching the rest of 5. Because I got real upset because fucking Jay Baruchel is in one episode.
Oh, yeah.
He's in 1.5 episodes, and I was not psyched about it.
Yeah. He's a Canadian, though.
Yeah. And the director, the guy who was the co-creator of it, the main guy, Wayne, is one of the creators, Jared Kesey, I think.
Okay.
And then I don't know the other guy's name, but I looked up what he's directed, and he directed a couple things a couple of indie movies that had Jay Baruchel in them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And there's one called like The Trotsky, which also has someone else from Letterkenny in it that I know I saw, but I don't remember very well. It's like this weird high school or college thing where he writes for a newspaper and calls himself The Trotsky or some shit. And then there's a bunch. I didn't care for it very much, but I don't remember it very well.
Say a stupid Jay Baruchel movie. I think it's called She's Out of My League.
Yeah.
Is that okay? I couldn't think of the name.
DJ Miller's in it too.
Yeah. Tell me, oh yeah, your kiss is on my list.
Oh, is that that's the one that, that's the song they sing in it, right?
Yeah. That movie. It's great. I'm giving two thumbs up, everybody.
I would think it was a fun rom-com if Jay Baruchel wasn't in it.
Yeah.
I just don't like him. His, I don't like him at all.
His acting, especially in that movie where he's just like timid, like always like pulling up his shoulders and like looking down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
What sucks is I started disliking him because of that, because I was like, you play the same character over and over again, but then like his character is real cocky in Letterkenny, and I hated it even more. And I was like,
interesting.
He's like a weird right wing character and shit.
Oh no, okay.
He's supposed to be kind of a pussy though too, and I don't know. I was not a fan of him in it, but fifth season seemed like my least favorite. But otherwise, it stayed pretty chill. And they also had like a cool thing for, I don't know if it was second or third season where they started. And to catch people up on what happened in the finale, they did it by ABCs. Did it sound like something hit the window?
Yeah. I doubt something hit the window, though.
No.
Yeah. It sounded like that.
Maybe the fridge shifting or something.
I turned it off.
Because of the temperature going down.
Yeah.
Or something in the fridge. Like, sure.
Gremlin.
Where they did like an ABC thing.
Okay.
So there was one where they're talking about the weather because it wasn't in the winter at all. And then they're in the winter. And then they're just like, he has like a full run-on sentence of shit where it's all A's.
Okay.
Mostly just A words. And then it's B words and C words.
Ooh.
It's really cool because it's just
C words.
Especially in the cold. A real frigid cunt. But I don't know. It's a fun, I don't know why I have to keep saying it over again. Check it out if you get a chance.
Yeah,
it's fun. And if you don't like it, tell me you don't, and tell me aggressively because I enjoy reading hatred. So, yeah.
Bring on the hate, man.
Bring on the hate. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, you're loco, man.
You're loco, man.
Yeah.
That's
good. It's good stuff.
Yeah, it's fun. But, I don't know. There's some stuff in, like, the full episodes where the skids I'm not necessarily a huge, huge fan of. But seeing the Hicks all talk are a lot of fun. The characters are all very fun, you guys. So give it a shot. Give it a listen. Give it the old, you know, 1-2 jizz in my hand for you kind of thing. Give it the old Bart Simpson cupcake. Come in your hand, splat it on the wall behind you. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, come.
Ooh, there you go. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock will rock around your balls tonight.
That was wrong. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
It's perfect.
Yeah, but I don't know.
That song incited a riot somewhere.
The 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Like in fucking like somewhere in Europe, that like song. There's like a video of it. And it does not fit what's happening in the crowd at all.
Oh, weird.
Like, people's like start like smashing chairs and shit. And it's like, you got these fucking dudes and like, I'm pretty sure it was a video. I don't know.
Were they in Lederhosen?
No, they were just like in fucking like suits and like someone's got an upright bass. I don't know. It could have been like a reenactment, but like, I remember seeing like I think it was called VH1's Most Metal, 100 Most Metal Moments. And that
they were doing that song.
Yeah, that song. Yeah, that song incited like a riot. Yeah,
well, that's a crazy flash mob right there.
Yeah.
They all see somebody starting like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and then someone bashes them in the face with a chair.
Yeah. Is it rockabilly? Is that what they call that shit?
I have no clue.
Yeah, I don't know, that Greek
rock
shit.
Around the house tonight. I got a 1, 2, 3, and I came on your knee.
Yeah. Super fucking. We could be our own band.
Gay. Gay, 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 so gay.
Ding, ding, gay, 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 yeah. That is so gay. And first of all, gay. And second of all, stupid.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, just all.
We're gonna suck some cock to fucking night because we're gay and that's fucking right.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. And it's not so tight, but that's all right.
Yeah. Speaking of gay.
Oh, this is like gay. It's so gay.
So aggressive. I had a pretty great DDO the other day.
What's that? Doo-doo-ooh.
It's what I started calling when Tony and I would hang out and do like when I started golfing and shit. So we'd like, there were those times where we would golf like that last summer, not this one.
Mm-hmm.
The past summer, I'd go golfing and like bowling in the same night.
Oh, okay.
And then we would drink the whole time, and so I would call it Dad's Day Out.
Oh, okay.
So it was like a dad's thing, if dads could actually get out and do stuff.
So
we call them Dad's Day Out now.
I like it.
And so we had a pretty full menu the other day. We went out, started off par 3, par three course. Did the one, the Los Feliz par three. Had a decent spread. You know, it was pretty busy, so we a lot of waiting. Mm. I played decently. I got a 35, which isn't too shabby, but
what's par?
Nine holes times three would be 27. So not awful, yeah. Really. But ended it last hole with a chip from about like 50, 60 feet away. Fucking chipped it up like real nice. I even like practiced it. Nice follow through. It went right up in the air, landed on the edge of the green, and then just slowly rolled right into the hole.
Oh,
and,
damn.
Fucking Tony went wild. Like, cause if he wouldn't have been, he wouldn't have been there, I would have just been like, oh, damn, hell yeah. Like, that's neat.
Yeah, but Tony
I wouldn't have like done anything.
Wild.
Yeah. But as soon as I make it in, like, I wasn't even looking at him, like, watching. I was just watching the ball. And I look over and he goes, yeah!
Yeah!
And just comes running at me, grabs me, lifts me up, and starts throwing me around and shit. Yeah. And so I'm smiling even harder because I'm a little embarrassed and shit. Mm-hmm. But then everybody else is at the first hole and eating or whatever. And everybody's like, yeah, baby, fucking yeah! Like, I was like, all right, that is good. That's a nice little thing there.
Yeah.
And then after that, we drove to a public pool.
Nice.
And paid $350 to take a dip.
Ooh.
Hung out in there. Fucking amazing people watching.
Yeah.
Fucking such good people watching. I've been there twice so far. And a lot of fucking weirdos.
Yeah.
There's also
a
lot
of... that price.
Yeah. There's also a lot of people fucking like working out in the pool and shit. Like doing laps.
Like aerobics? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, well, and just doing laps because swimming's really good for you.
Yeah.
I don't know when the last time you swam like back and forth across a pool.
I don't swim.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It's so hard to do. Like, I couldn't do, I did one back and forth and then I had to take a fucking like break.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony was like, I'm going to try to do a back and forth, swims across and then is like halfway back and is just yelling, I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it. But, like, the people that show up are all fucking wild as shit. It's usually families and then, like, a couple of weirdos. Or, like, there's this girl we saw there twice in the same spot.
Nice.
Who is just, like, sunbathing, just, like, out. And the first time, she wasn't with anybody, so we thought she was just sending out the vibe. And then this time, she was. But the first time we were there, there was this Chinese gentleman with just, like, a pot belly. Like, just straight-out gut. But was skinny everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Just like creepily walking around and like a couple times was by the pool with us. Did I talk about this on the cast?
I don't know.
I might have told you about it. But yeah. Just like right next to Casey, Tony, and I.
Casey Burr.
Yeah. Staring past us and like moving his lips. Not mumbling, but like moving his lips. And then I see him up by homegirl. And he just walks over by where she's at and then just sits down. Right next to her, and she's just like staring right at him. And Tony's like, "Oh, whoa, is that they're together?" And I was like, "No, like, no fucking way."
No way.
He sits for a while and then walks 10 feet away against his wall and just stares at her for a while. And we were all joking about how funny it'd be if it was like, "I gotta shoot my shot," and just drops trow and just walks over, like, "Here we go." But yeah, just a fucking wild assortment of people.
Yeah,
$350 to take a dip though, and then after that, dried off, fucking drove to B-Dubs.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't been there since the end of May.
Yeah.
Went back. Whole new
points.
Crew.
Really?
Whole new crew.
Your boy's not there anymore?
I didn't see him. I saw like two people I recognized.
Wow.
And I didn't use points.
Wow.
Because if you wait 6 months, if you're not there for 6 months without purchasing something that gets you points, then you lose all of them.
Oh, you lost them all?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was last time I was there was late May.
Okay.
So I was getting close to a point where I like, so I actually
I lost
spent
all mine.
I spent my money. Yeah, you probably lost all yours.
All two of them.
Yeah. Yeah. But then I got Tony's and mine, so now I'm past 20K.
Damn.
I'm like 20K 465 or something like that.
Getting our own fucking your own goddamn restaurant.
Trying to get a franchise.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good DDO. It's a three skeeter.
Nice, man.
You know, one in a row. Yeah.
Baller.
Trying. It's the only thing that makes me happy anymore, you know?
Yeah, the only thing that makes me come.
Yeah.
He's a gay wad.
Yeah.
Wow, thanks, Pierce. Speaking of gay wads, you want to crack this boy open?
Oh, yeah. Did you want to talk about that restaurant you went to or keep it? No? Okay.
Nah, it's not that.
All right, let's, you know what?
Yeah, Don't worry about where I eat, folks. Yeah,
all right. Keep it.
It's good.
Yeah. Keep it out of your brain.
Yeah.
You will never stick your penis inside this human. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly. Oh, the wouldn't fuck me's. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly. Oh, the wouldn't fuck me's. You ain't got a big enough dick, plus you ain't even close to rich, or a combination of the two, but they're never, ever, 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 ever gonna fuck you.
I've got muscles. Greg, would you fuck me?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I've got a bad case.
I did that
triple
last
double
episode.
Flip, triple combo, double chip.
I just realized I did that the last episode.
I like it though.
I got a bad case of new. Ooh.
Oh, that was a register scan that I was supposed to wait until later to use.
I like it,
but it's fine. I forgot I did that. I set that up for a long time ago, and we never did the bit.
I like it.
Hey, I thought it was gonna be like a cha-ching.
Yeah. Oh, I gotcha.
I'm an idiot.
It's cool, man. We got it when we need it.
I dropped the screw in the tuna.
I'm glad I did it, though, because I would have totally forgot I had that.
Yeah. I wouldn't
have. Before our next bit. Yeah.
I wouldn't even thought of it. I'm an idiot. First Lady, Jessica Biel. Can you believe it?
Hey.
Wow. I have a husband.
I would have thought that you would have already, you know...
So, yeah, you and
sealed that deal.
Yeah, you and my
sealed
mom
that
both.
Deal.
Oh yeah. Ooh, there you go. Yeah. Maybe back when. I don't know. I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I'll tell you off air. Jessica Biel. she wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I gave her the old blade Trinity.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Three cocks from one person.
Yeah, dude. All Wesley Snipes. Oh. You ever see that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds is in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's great. It's the best movie ever made. Folks.
I seen those finger paintings you bring home and they suck.
Also, not even if I would be home for Christmas to fuck.
Was she in that movie?
Yeah, I'll be home for Christmas.
She was in that with JTT?
Yeah, I did. I looked it up.
Oh, IMDb, my goodness.
That shit.
I don't remember her in that.
Yeah, not even if I put my dick in her the dinner, you know, instead of the sinner.
The sinner, yeah. Yeah, I like it. I knew what you meant.
Cock, it's what's for dinner.
Cock, it's in your center.
Yeah, that's a...
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. A little aggressive.
Woo-wee.
Well, I don't know. 100,000 pounds?
That's all I got for her.
Would you marry a guy to try and get with her?
Mm-hmm.
You would?
Yeah.
I now pronounce you...
If I'm marrying Kevin James, I would marry Kevin James. Not even... Yeah. I would marry him, period.
Just to fuck him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And get his health care.
Tell me about that Paul Blart 3 script, Kevin.
An easy inside scoop.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my favorite kind of ice cream, is the one where you get double inside scoop.
Ooh, yeah.
You know?
You'd be like, this is better than finding the exact change at a drive-thru. I don't sweat the small stuff anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
I just sweat that fat cock of yours.
What was his new one called?
Oh, I don't know.
Can't remember.
Did you finish it?
Yeah, but I was drunk.
Yeah, you did.
I couldn't turn it off. I just like him.
You can't turn him on.
I didn't think it was great, but I couldn't turn it off.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. So this is Arachne.
Okay.
Her name's Arachne. She's a suicide girl or an Instagram model or whatever. And Arachne, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I had arachnophobia.
Nice.
You know?
Yep.
Arachne, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was Spider Mr. Manager.
Ooh, hey.
Yeah.
Just manager, boy.
That's it. Just manager.
It's just manager. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, you know?
He's talking about...
Boy! Bad baby.
Talking about an alien putting a finger up your butt, and then you put one up her butt?
Yeah. It's the long arm of the law.
I like it.
I don't know.
We come in peace. Well... I looked this up to see if this person had a name, I just looked it up. No name. So I just wrote down the Quaker oatmeal dude. The guy that's on the box, the Quaker.
He doesn't have a name?
No, I looked it up.
Oh, so the character who is the guy on the box.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I was Googling. And it literally
they didn't
just,
give him a name?
No, they did not. Yeah. This says the trademark is registered under a figure of a man in Quaker garb.
And it doesn't even say like the guy who it was or anything?
No, it just says the name of the owner.
Man, that's some bullshit. Because didn't they post who the Gerber baby was and shit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, these are very Quaker names. Henry Seymour and William Heston.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no name for this guy. What a poor guy. I'm going to call him like...
He had to go to his grave as the Quaker oatmeal guy.
Hey, you're the guy. You're the guy who I eat every morning. And yeah, he's just like...
Where were you on that one, dipshit?
Yeah. But Mr. Five Names, where were you on that one, dipshit?
The old Quaker oatmeal dude. He wouldn't fuck me. He wouldn't fuck me, not even if I gave him some of my Quaker scrote meal.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Semen.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Yeah, it makes it a little clumpy.
Is it? I was just going to ask if it was clumpy.
Yeah. But I used to eat a lot of oatmeal growing up.
Me too.
Like cinnamon apple.
Oh, the packets?
Yeah.
We would eat just brown plain.
Sugar. Oh, really?
And then my mom would have brown sugar out, and then she'd give us like a sliver of... butter on it.
Oh,
too.
Wow.
Sometimes we'd put milk in it.
Yep.
Did you ever do that?
Yep. Milk. Yep. Yep.
It was usually like milk, brown sugar, and a little sliver of butter
or a
scoop. It was, you know what? My mom was a country crock.
Oh,
person.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember I used country crock to make mac and cheese forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I switched it up one time and I was like, it's all going to be the same.
Nope.
Wrong. Yeah. Yep. Totally wrong.
Dead wrong.
Because country crock is a margarine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mama's wrong again.
Mama was right to give me that, though.
Yeah.
It tasted way better.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, last one here.
You can do it! Cut his fucking head off!
Thank you.
No. Believe in you.
I think this is Michelle Millette. She's a Canadian. She was in Letterkenny.
Oh, yeah. Also, another thing about that show.
Yeah.
All the women are hideous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just fucking butterface. Yeah. Not even butterface.
Margarine face.
Maybe butterfingers.
Yeah.
I let them jerk me off. But yeah, that's about it.
Without her fingers.
Yeah.
Just palming it.
Yeah. Nubbing it.
Everything was great about that hand job. Butterfingers.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing. But she definitely didn't have hockey fight titties.
No. They're all very attractive.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to have them all of them written down.
Have you ever been to Canada?
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah. I only went when I was young to play hockey, so I didn't really explore it, but I want to go back.
Yeah, I was just young.
I got a fucking passport, though.
In the one, still. In the thing we talked about where we almost died and shit.
Oh, yeah.
My cousin and I would go with my grandpa, but I was always too young to like explore out there. I'd be very, very curious to go with Bradford.
Oh yeah.
And he could bring us to strip clubs and we could watch him come in his pants.
Yeah. Yeah, the night, what do you call it? The night of six.
Oh my God.
Jesus, buddy.
He called it
the night of six because he fucking came six times in one night.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He went to a strip club all day and was busting nuts in his pants all day, then for the sixth time, they went to like a rub and tug place around the corner, and he got jerked off, got a massage, and got jerked off.
Yo,
that's what he told me.
Good for you, I guess.
Yeah, buddy.
That can't feel great. The friction against your dried cum.
Yeah, no.
Maybe I don't know.
I don't know.
Hey, he's.
Yeah.
He's got his own style.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't use his name. We're talking about Leonardo DiCaprio right now.
It doesn't matter. He's probably proud of it.
Yeah, no, he is.
He's definitely proud of it. Yeah.
didn't he say he's like, didn't he say something like I busted a pearl in my pants?
something about I dropped a load of pearls.
Yeah, something weird something like that.
Like he's got some lingo too. Like definitely Letterkenny lingo.
Yeah.
They don't go as offensive though, usually. But.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. he's the HBO version of Letterkenny.
It's a good one.
But Michelle Millette, she plays Katie in Letterkenny. She's in El Camino Christmas with Tim Allen.
Nice.
She's in Bad Blood and Four in the Morning. And Michelle Millette, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I jerked off on her driver's side door handle.
Oh, there, yeah.
And that's all.
Three things are going to happen.
I definitely could have wrote more about that, but... you know, not even if I fucked her when she was on her bad blood.
Yeah, at 4 a.m.
Yeah, at 4 a.m., 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, fight like me, see what happens. Yeah, what's going to happen? Three things. Me hitting you, you hitting the pavement, me jerking off on your driver's side door handle, bud.
Yeah.
Watch Letterkenny, you guys. It's very fun.
It's funny.
All right, so we don't have any jokes from us again for this week because our buddy Clemen called in again,
mm-hmm.
and so we've got a nice...
You think he'd had family to call, but I guess not.
Well, his dad is dead.
That's true, we found out.
And he didn't really update us on what his mom is up to,
yeah.
But his dad's dead, so, you know, he can't call him.
Lucky.
So he hates his brother, Mordecai.
Yeah, Mordecai.
Was it Mordecai?
Mordecai.
Yeah.
And he sent you a fucking muskrat.
Yeah.
It sounds like he might have ruined my Thursdays forever from now on.
Yeah, ruined your Del Taco Thursdays.
Yeah.
So.
The only joy in my life. Wow, thanks, buddy.
Yeah. He's got his connections on the outside, one of which either works at Del Taco or has some pull there, at least. Yeah.
I'm not going to fucking, I don't know, fucking Pollo Loco.
I've never been there.
Yeah, I'm not going to El Pollo Loco.
Yeah.
I don't eat meat anymore. Not going there.
I'm not going. All right, what do you want to...
What other burrito places are there?
I mean, there's a ton out here, but not name brand.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
You might not even want to try to get in like a small family run one.
Nope, yeah.
That's got too much disaster written in it.
Yeah, they will,
But, hey, right. Somebody from Sweetwater has this much pull out in California. That's saying something.
Yeah, it's scary.
Clemen, let's hear what you got to say.
Bitch.
What's up again, House Sadness Podcast? It's Clemen giving you my weekly phone call. Much love to you, Jacob. Good to talk to you again, man. And Casey, per usual, just suck my dick. So yeah, man, just want to give you guys some updates on what's going on. So first of all, the case is getting ready to go to trial in about 2 weeks here. You know, everything's kind of prepped. They've been picking the jurors. Anyway, it's still not looking good for me. It's pretty much like a goddamn guarantee that I'm going to go to the chair. But you know, man, this is a glass half empty, half full situation. It's just a matter of how I decided to look at it. You know, the way I am looking at it is that I am fucked, but if I can have a positive attitude about knowing I'm fucked, then, I'm fucked. So here's the situation. I think, you know, you guys haven't gotten the full details on the case.
Yeah, I was actually curious about
just
that.
To confirm some things that you guys have spoken about, this was a homicide.
You're gay.
It was a gun violence related homicide.
Okay.
It took place here in Sweetville.
Sweetville.
Essentially, what happened was there was
thinking of Sweetwater Donuts in Kalamazoo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right?
I thought he said Sweetwater last time.
I thought he said Sweetwater too, but I definitely know, I remember Sweetwater Donuts in Kalamazoo.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, we would go there sometimes after Louie's, and then right next to a Menace.
Were they 24 hours?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they also deliver. I don't know. I know it was like a big hit with all the Western folks. Anyways, okay. Back to some loser dying.
Hey.
There's a gentleman. A gentleman who I met several times. Like I said, I wasn't there the night of the murder. I'm completely innocent of this crime. Just because I say I'm fucked doesn't necessarily mean it's because I did it.
Yeah.
It's because we all know how much the judicial system has been set up in a way to go after the white man. I mean, we all know that. So it's like, I'm pretty much coming into this. I could have all the evidence pointing to someone else and, you know, they're still going to burn me. And it's because I'm white, but
poor white man.
Yeah.
What, I mean, I think he meant to say,
yeah,
because I think a lot of well off or fairly well off white men tend to get off pretty easy.
Yeah.
So,
you know, that is what it is. White guys like us have been dealing with this kind of, you know, tumultuous environment for like 6 weeks now.
I got to be honest. 6 weeks. I got to be honest. He's got a pretty good vocabulary.
Yeah. for
such a dipshit.
Well, that's I wasn't going to say that.
Yeah.
For his upbringing.
Yeah.
He must have done a lot of reading.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe they only had a dictionary in the house.
That's true, yeah.
That could help.
Mm-hmm.
Or a thesaurus.
Yeah.
He had a dictionary and a thesaurus.
Yeah.
I'll
buy it.
6 weeks.
So, you know, time's up, motherfuckers. Nonetheless, what happened is... I've been dealing with this kind of, you know, tumultuous environment for like 6 weeks now.
Yeah.
Time's up, motherfuckers.
I think he's just talking about himself.
So nonetheless, what happened is, Jacob, you actually do know more about the case than you think you know about.
Huh.
That stalker that was around your house, the man that was throwing those pancakes up on the wall.
Weird crime,
there was a reason that stuff stopped happening, Jacob.
Hmm.
And that's because the man who was doing it was, as a matter of fact, he was murdered. And he was...
Wow. Okay.
Taking care of business.
Every day,
yeah.
Taking care of business, so Clemens way.
Ooh, there we go. So there was pancakes on the wall?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was telling you about. The first time Clemens called in, he made the that kind of cryptic statement about like the bullet's already been fired.
Yeah, I was too busy butt-chugging syrup.
Well, bad, I'm sure you were too busy upset that he was calling you out so much and being such a dick to you. Ruin your Del Taco. But yeah, I had that that stalker that was just throwing pancakes at the side of the apartment building.
Not waffles.
Not waffles at all. So I don't know if he had like a portable griddle or something, but I know I felt like I would hear a generator start up. But yeah. I never saw what happened, but throwing pancakes against the wall. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Yeah. And then every girl you slept with. Great tits.
Yeah, no pancake tits.
Yeah.
None. Just great, great tits.
Hey, good. that fucking John Doerr. Hey, good set. Loved all your jokes. Just from the Conan thing.
Yeah.
So that just popped in my head.
No, you're good.
Yeah, great tits.
Loved all your pokes.
Murdered here in Sweetville.
Okay.
And now they're saying that it's me. But like I said a couple weeks ago, I'm positive that it's Casey.
Wow.
I don't want to get into sort of the whole forensics of it like this week, but I do have a theory as to how Casey did do it. And Casey, I'm sure you know too. You already know that theory because you fucking did it.
Wow. Yeah.
But nonetheless, the stalker that was messing with you, Jacob, that was harassing you, he will no longer be coming around.
And he hasn't.
I mean... He's fucking dead. So
yeah, I mean, I haven't had breakfast in weeks. Weeks upon weeks. I would just wait. Yeah, I would just wait below the side of the apartment building with a plate and just watch them flop down on.
Oh yeah,
giddy up.
Yeah,
but I eat eggs now.
Yeah,
so that's fine.
You gotta balance
it's
it
fine
out
enough. You know, it's better for
he's not gonna be a problem anymore. But nonetheless, case is going to trial.
Well, I don't know who to thank then. I'm not quite sure who to thank yet.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll find out at some point if I need to thank Clement or thank you. But it's pretty mysterious still right now.
I mean, they have my fingerprints on the gun. I had gun residue like on my hands.
Oh, wow.
I had it on my face. Oddly enough, I had it on my anus. I'm not sure how that happened. Before is a little foggy. And I remember hanging out with, what was it, JD. JD is like kind of like our local crazy guy. And the whole thing is when you hang out with JD, for some reason, anyone who's ever hung out with JD, myself included, you're there for 10 minutes before you black out, even if you're sober as shit.
Roofies.
Ooh.
And it's funny because it's like you shouldn't hang out with JD because something happens in the course of like being within his presence that you literally black out and you don't remember what happens.
And then apparently you shoot bullets out of your ass.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I know you hear about cops taking shots where they put a bullet in the glass.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen that in movies?
No.
Yeah. They'll put a bullet in the shot glass and take a shot and drink it all down. You've never seen that?
And they swallow like a...
Swallow the bullet.
That's fucking stupid.
Yep. Yeah.
That's so dumb.
Yeah. I've seen it in a couple movies.
Go get an MRI.
And then they get blast residue out of their ass.
Yeah.
Residue. Yeah. You know? Where's the poo?
That's the dumbest thing I've heard since this guy talking.
Well, hey, take
hey,
it
I'm
easy.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Clement.
But... I think that's why I keep going back to hang out with him is so I can figure out how he's doing it.
Mm.
But, you know, I think...
Well, I can cure that mystery up pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Rufalin, isn't it? Is it Rufalin?
Rohypnol.
Rohypnol. Thank
Rape
you.
Rape drug.
Yeah. Yeah. That might be the blast residue. It was him blasting in your ass.
A blast from the ass.
Yeah.
Do you think sometimes when you, like... You think that you swallow the bullet, but you don't. Then a flag pops out of your ass and says "bang" on it. Maybe.
Yeah. That's when you swallow a trick bullet.
Yeah.
Or you
yeah.
swallow a blank.
Yeah.
And so it makes the same noise
mm-hmm.
as a gunshot, but then you look and you go to wipe and you wipe a flag that says "bang"
yeah.
out of your ass.
Yeah.
Maybe that's only when clowns swallow bullets.
Ooh, there we go. Yeah. Yeah.
Like that.
Like every time flossing. I go, something worse happens than the time before. That's neither here nor there. So I'll keep you boys updated on what's going on with the case. But, yeah, just to confirm your suspicions, the stalker that was outside your apartment and putting them pancake titty things or whatever the fuck they were, he's dead. Okay. He is gone. That is why you haven't been harassed in a while.
I appreciate
it. So, yeah, that's
it.
What's going on with that, man. I got actually, it's funny, boys. I got put back in the hot box this weekend. I got put back in the hot box for a couple days.
Come on, man.
Hot and ready.
Yeah, I was getting to an exchange.
Yeah, might as well call Clement Little Caesars.
Yeah.
That's his nickname in jail.
And ready for $5. I've had Little Caesars. Dude, I was amazed that there's Little Caesars. Out here, and it's pretty close to us.
It's
too.
Pretty close, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't had that shit in a while.
Every time I drive by, there's at least four people in line.
Yeah,
which is crazy to me that there's a line.
Yeah.
At a place cheap. That you just grab. No, I just mean because of how quick you're supposed to get your pizza.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So a line somewhere that's quick means that there's just like a constant line then.
Yeah.
Also, am very curious, who's going to Little Caesars and actually ordering not the hot and ready?
Yeah.
Let me get your $8 pizza.
Yeah.
Deep
dish is pretty good.
I was gonna say they do have those deep dishes.
Yeah.
I wanted to try their stuffed crust for a while.
Oh yeah.
They got rid of it pretty quick.
Dude, they had one where it was like a pretzel crust stuffed with like cheddar cheese.
Oh, I saw that.
I heard it was poo poo.
Yeah.
Yeah. The last time I had Little Caesars was in Chicago. And I was just like depressed, and I was like fucking like
I just want something
sitting.
Hot and ready.
Yeah, and I was like I ate half of it. Well, I was like, I'll just eat like two slices for lunch, and I was like, fuck it. I ate half, and then like it was like 6 o'clock. I was like, just fucking eat the whole thing. Who fucking cares?
It's cardboard with cheese on it.
And then I did, and then when I hung out with the girl I was dating at the time, and then I was like, okay, well, I got to go. Well, I was like, I have to leave to like go like because I was dog sitting. So I was like, I have to go spend the night there. But I was like, I have to leave now. And like
right now.
Yeah. And like legit, like I got back to the place and like if their toilet wasn't right next to the door, the entranceway, like I would have fucking shit my pants.
Really?
Just fucking.
Oh, man.
Ooh, blats off.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was.
Little squeezers.
I think that was like the closest call I've ever had. Like it was fucking, it was bad. It was real bad.
So anybody out there who's looking for an event to shit their pants at,
yeah.
eat a full Little Caesars hot and ready beforehand.
Yeah.
I had a couple of friends who worked at Little Caesars and one of my friends, she would always, because they would just toss the pizzas in the trash afterwards, the hot and ready ones. And so she'd either bring one back and we'd eat it, but it tasted exactly the same as if you got it like when it was hot and ready. Yeah, it's just awful.
Oh yeah.
It's just always that You know the taste. Yeah. Everybody knows the shitty pizza taste.
I love it.
Yeah.
Pizza, pizza.
One of the guards in... Unfortunately, the guard is on Team Casey's side. They are now outnumbering us five now.
Hell yeah.
Two people from... two of our Cubanos have actually gone over to the Team Casey side.
What?
So now they outnumber us by five guys now. Mm. Just to let you know, we're not going to be taking that lion down. And I'll tell you more about that in a minute, but we do plan on sort of leveling the playing field here in about a week or so. But like I said, I got in a heated exchange with the guard. He was saying some things about Casey. I was saying some things about Jacob. He insulted Casey. I told him, to be honest, I feel really bad because I crossed the line with this gentleman, and I told him, he said, you know, someone should fuck Jacob's mother ass to mouth, and then mouth to ass, and then when they're done, fuck her ear to ear. And then, you know, obviously I got upset about that because it's just not okay.
No.
You know, he took a shot below the belt there.
Yeah, you below know, my not, mother's belt,
we don't want to bring the mothers into this.
And above it.
Casey's.
Yeah.
But, cover you know, to he took a shot at me, and then I'm not...
He went north, east, south, and west.
Yeah.
I'm my own mother.
Yeah, he ate those Sternberg waffles.
Come on, never eat Sternberg waffles, you guys. Even in jail, all right? Yeah. You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
That's them's fighting words. Never eat Sternberg waffles.
Proud of it, but I took a shot at him. And
I appreciate it, man. Have my back. My
boys, I told the man to his face, I said, you know, your child probably won't progress past a fourth grade reading level.
Hey.
Even as I say it now, when it came out of my mouth, I just felt my heart drop into my stomach. And just the look of disappointment on this guard's face when he heard me insult his child's ability to read. We just all knew a line had been crossed. And he looked at me and he said, you know, it's one thing to call my wife a cunt, but it's another thing to insult my child's ability to, you know, crank through Clifford the Big Red Dog novels, you know.
Hey, fuck that guy and his kid. I'll say it.
Kid can't even read.
Kid can't even read. I'll say it to his fucking face. You're gonna talk shit about my mother, mm-hmm. but you can't take it when Clement dogs your kid's reading level.
I agree, sir.
Get the fuck out of here. But you know what? Your kid needs to start riding a bus a lot shorter than he is right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, I'll paint my fist yellow and give him a quick short bus ride to...
Ooh, Pleasure Town.
Pleasure Town.
You don't bring shit like that into the mix. You don't talk about stuff like that. So he told me I needed to go in the hot box. I agreed. I didn't put up a fight, and I went in. And that's actually where I've been since this morning. They just let me out an hour ago. You know, right as I felt like I was getting adjusted, and, you know, I feel like I'm having to get readjusted all over again. But... You know, it's funny when you're stuck in a hot box, man, and you know, you just have, you know, all you got is your mind to keep you occupied. I mean that, and you can masturbate. There's actually significant corners in the room that, because it's a padded room, there's parts, if you kind of get on your knees and sort of hunch over and jerk off into sort of the corners, there's sort of this kind of, I don't know, like effect with the corners of the room where your jizz just, it becomes a good pocket for jizz collecting, basically.
It's called titty fucking the hot box.
Ooh, I like
think
that.
I've heard that before. It's called the Alabama hot box titty fuck. Here's, I don't know. That went wrong.
The mint chocolate chip.
I don't know. The mint chocolate chip pit.
I like it.
Mint chocolate pit.
Quite honestly, and every time I go in there, no one's cleaning it up because I think they think it's like dried glue from the padding, like holding the padding together in the room or something like that. Nonetheless, like I said, all you have to keep yourself occupied in the hot box is, you know, thinking and jerking off.
Mind and masturbation. That's it. Two things you got in the hot box.
That's what Gandhi always said.
Mind and masturbation.
Yeah. And somebody give me a Snickers.
Yeah. Hey, you're not yourself when you're hungry.
Kind of alternates like that, like every half hour. I was in the room for about, I think, 15 minutes. I had jacked off about 12 times by that point. So needless to say, I was getting a little bored. I was just kind of sitting there
a little
and just
raw too, I'm sure.
You know, thinking about everything, thinking about you know, the podcast, thinking about Jacob, thinking about Casey, thinking about my case, thinking about all of it. And, you know, I got stressed and I just thought how great it would be to have like a cigarette, but I haven't had one in a while. So naturally a thought that has a brain fart. It's a brain fart kind of thing. So
I thought he meant like a dart.
Yeah.
Cause he's talking about cigarettes.
Yeah, dude. That's like commerce.
Canadian cigarette.
Yeah.
Dart.
I'm coining the term fart.
Jail.
So if you ever stumble your words, whatever, just say, oh, sorry, man, I farted. Anyway, okay. That's a minor footnote. But nonetheless, I was sitting there. I was thinking, how great it would be to have a cigarette. Oh, modern I can't have a cigarette. I know that guard has an E.
You know that awful spinoff from Modern Family where they're all English majors? It's called Modern Footnote.
Modern Footnote.
Oh, that's fucking great. That's great. Good stuff. That's the only thing I've ever liked, Clement, that he's ever done. Yeah. Modern Footnote.
Modern Footnote.
Yeah.
Footnote. I'm an idiot.
Cigarette. I wonder if he'll let me take a puff of it if I suck his dick. I mean, he has before. He's just kind of a standoffish guy. Anyway, nonetheless, I was sounding sitting
like a
there
cell
trying
phone
to think
in there.
Of,
yeah, I think he might have a cell phone
I was
in
just
there.
Thinking is what I'm trying to say. And I thought, what if Clement made his own e-cigarette. Now, I know that's a random thought, but what I'm saying is I think I have an idea to, you know, further pursue my entrepreneurial dreams as soon as I get out of here. And my thought is, you know, what if I made my own version of an e-cigarette with like a twist? I don't know what that twist is.
I know what it is. You got to make an e-cigarette for jail.
Ooh.
It's one that on one side, the side that you suck out of is shaped like a dick.
Nice.
And is always moist.
Mm-hmm.
The other side, shiv.
Okay.
So that way,
it's like a Swiss
you
Army
can
knife.
Practice smoke. You can smoke while practicing to suck dick to get you more time on the phone, to get you more privileges. Mm. You know, hey, more rec time maybe, more time. Yeah. To get wrecked, more time in front of the TV. You get to actually have Judge Judy on instead of Judge Joe Brown, maybe, or yeah. Fucking whatever else is on. You get a little more choice because you are a better dick sucker while you're also getting your nicotine fix or any of your Juul packets, anything like that. But then also if someone comes at you cross, you don't even have to take the dick cigarette out of your mouth. You just straight bird stab them.
Yeah.
Beak them. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you go to store it again, shove it up your ass, that also kind of like gauges your ass out so that when you do get raped in the showers, it doesn't hurt so bad. And when people go to rape you in the showers, dick on shiv, it fucking jams their fucking cock up.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Owie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Owie who?
Owie.
Owie. Owie.
Yeah.
Owie, I'm fucking my ass. Do you mind?
Hungry Owies.
Hungry Owies pizza.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is, Clement. I think that's my idea, at least. I think that would work out well in jail. The only way is you'd have to just make sure it never gets seen by the guards, I guess.
Yeah.
How's this guy always getting butt fucked? And, hey, after you got raped in jail... there'd be a lot of blood, but people would think it's your anus bleeding instead of their cock just being ripped open like string cheesed.
Yeah.
Okay, you know,
yeah,
just peeled. Yeah,
yeah. I like that.
All right.
A thought has gone so far as to like I just know I want to make an e-cigarette design. I know I want to call it Clemens e-cigarette and our slogan's going to be, go ahead, suck on one.
That works.
But that's as far as I've gotten. So I don't know, man. I'm just throwing that out there. I thought maybe we'd be able to, maybe you guys had some ideas on.
Yeah, I threw out the genius idea. Well, let's make it happen, Clement.
That may be something you could contribute to my whole e-cigarette enterprise. But, you know, that's a conversation for later down the line. I am going to wrap this.
Call it a D-cigarette.
Yes. Wow, look at
that. Die.
Oh, come on, Casey.
I'm sorry. I'm talking about pee-pee.
You're talking about the people trying to rape him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Because I do got to meet with some of the Cubanos here in a minute because, I was telling you earlier that the Team Casey side has been outnumbering the Team Jacob side lately, and we're just we feel like we have to start taking drastic steps to, you know, level the playing field, as I said. So we're about to meet here in a few minutes, and I want to keep my voice low, but we are staging a riot this next week. It's going to happen. We're not sure when.
They're having a listening party for that Paramore album?
They're what?
They're having a listening party for that Paramore album.
For Riot, yeah.
Wow.
Hey, that's that's Team Cubano to the fucking T right there.
Yeah.
They would definitely throw a riot.
I can feel the print. Is that on Riot?
Nope.
No, okay.
No. Riot has got Misery Business on it, though.
That's all I know.
And Whoa.
Whoa.
So, Whoa, what a riot that was.
Oh, okay.
You can do that. Yeah. Or maybe Born for This, because he was born to throw a riot.
Yeah. What about a Grapefruit Diet?
Grapefruit Diet? Not one of their song titles.
Oh, that's a Weird Al.
Grapefruit.
Zoot Suit Riot.
He did a Grapefruit Diet
one? Grapefruit Diet.
I never heard that.
Throw out the whiskey and beer. Yeah.
I don't know if I've heard of any Weird Al songs that weren't like the ones that were popular.
Oh, I had one of his CDs.
I had a couple of his CDs.
Yeah.
I don't remember the off.
I just remember it. Songs, Albuquerque. That one's like 12 minutes long. I
remember that one.
Ooh, that's a long one.
I like his the Polka Jams ones.
Yeah.
Where he does a bunch of songs at once, but they're all with like the accordion and shit.
Yeah.
Those are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I like those a lot. He just got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame,
today.
Just today. Yeah. Damn.
Can I get a bear claw? No, you can't get a bear claw. Can I get an apple fritter? No, you can't get an apple fritter.
What is that from?
It's from that Albuquerque song.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I don't know how. I don't know how the rest of the song goes.
My buddy Brian was sending me some clips from UHF.
Yeah.
That are pretty fun too. Yeah. That's a goddamn fun one. Fucking Michael Richards before.
Oh yeah.
He went off the deep end.
Yeah.
But very silly.
All right. Take us home, Clement.
We're about to meet right now. Manuel's actually flagging me down. We were assigned snacks for the meeting this week. I was going to make the toilet wine, and then he actually does this thing where he makes garlic bread out of the dried toast from the cafeteria. We don't know what he's using for the garlic spread, but let's just say the taste is so good you don't want to ask questions. That is what's going on. We are going to be staging a riot. Nonetheless,
I got a question for you. Say you ate at a restaurant a lot, like constantly, and you were like, I wonder what the glazing is on these. We'll say donuts. It's a donut place you go to often. Mm-hmm. And you're like, let's just say we're both into donuts.
Damn it. That was going to be my cop out.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Yeah, let's eat donuts.
Let's say what
next question.
Let's say we're both into donuts.
Sure.
And there's just this donut we've tasted that's better than anything else we've ever had. And we're like, I don't know what it is. It's got to be the glaze. And then an article comes out that's like, turns out they're using dog semen for the glaze.
Yep.
Would you roofie yourself right after reading that just so you could continue to enjoy those donuts the same?
I'd walk in and ask for the Van Wilder. That's what I would do.
They just renamed the donut. Now it makes sense. I've been ordering the Van Wilder.
It's my fault. This is on me, guys. Yeah. I should have known.
I should have put two and two together. I should have put two dog balls and two together.
The dog's balls floated in the hot tub. This is on me, man. This is on me.
Dude, that's some long balls to float up to the top.
Yeah. I remember the DVD menu had fucking tits. That's how rad that movie was.
Oh, man.
Titties on the DVD.
Not only is the movie unrated.
Hell yeah.
Our DVD menu is X-rated.
Yeah, bro. Tits. Yeah.
All right. Sorry, Clement. Just a little offshoot.
Yeah.
Little dog shoot.
That fucking scene where the guy is just tips the donut over and it's just, we should rewatch that because that's fucking disgusting.
I'll rewatch it. Remind me to download
it. Just gross out fucking 90s comedy.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Great shit. No one goes hard like that anymore.
No, not at all.
No matter what happens, I will make sure. Nonetheless, no matter what happens, I will make sure to call in with you boys with my weekly check-in. I got to get going to the meeting. But I just want to give a shout-out to you boys, let you know that, you know, Clement's still here. He's got nothing but all the love in the world for Jacob.
Who cares?
I'll talk to you boys soon. Have a good podcast. And Casey, fuck your mother. All right, talk to you later.
Wow. He didn't even say if he liked the movie. If he liked, what was it? What was it?
That was The Last Call.
Yeah, I know, but like, I thought he gave us a
Amanda Bynes movie.
Well, and then the Bradley Cooper one. I thought he gave us
a review.
Oh,
yeah, he didn't talk about the Aloha one that he was whispering into the mics.
He must have like known beforehand. He wanted to
even out. That fat one!
Yeah.
That's what he was talking
what
about.
What was it? She's the Man and fucking...
There was one that...
Aloha?
No, it's not She's the Man. It was the... Whose Man's This? That's the world star. No, yeah. it was a different Amanda Bynes movie.
Yeah, I don't know what it was called.
I think they're very similar. She's the Man and
Bend It Like Beckham.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
All right, you guys.
Give us a review, Clemen.
That was the catch up of Clemen. I'd love to hear some movie reviews from Clemen.
Yeah, yeah.
From what you guys get in the old
movie
clinker and stinker.
Yeah.
Let us know. I mean, it doesn't always have to be. Team Jacob, Team Cubano versus Team Stoddard. Yeah,
you don't have to say fuck you every time.
He's gonna.
It doesn't hurt.
No?
No.
Oh, wow.
No.
We'll see. Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I've got a bad case. You don't have anything?
No, it doesn't hurt.
Jerking off dogs.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, we're going to take a quick 30-second break. Before that, I'd like to say, Clemen, thank you so much for calling in. Thanks for filling us in on everything. I'm very concerned about what happens to you in the future. Stay out of the hot box, bud. You've been in there too much. Too much. You're going to drain your balls. It's going to be too much.
Yeah. You got to hydrate.
Yeah, hydrate while you're draining. But, you guys, we're going to take quick 30 seconds of anti-crack.
See this cute little vial here? It's crack, rock cocaine, the most addictive form. You think it's the glamour drug of the 80s? Well, that's the point of this fronted little reminder. It can kill you. And if you've got to die for something, this sure as hell ain't it.
Oh my God, he on X Games mode.
I agree.
Yeah. Hey, it's not AIDS. Not worth dying for.
Yeah. Don't smoke crack in front of.
Oh, crack.
Yeah. What'd you
Why
think
did
it
I
was?
Think it was AIDS?
No, he's talking about don't smoke crack.
I was
fucking buzzkill McGee over there.
I was thinking
Clint Eastwood. Well, I'm no fun. Don't.
Well, crack is worth dying for. Come on.
Yeah, dude.
God, I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's fine.
I thought he used to shoot crack bullets out of his gun.
Oh, he might have, yeah.
That's for a while. That's the why they had bag. Him do it. It's because that was an article, I think, that was released back in the day that was like, Clint Eastwood, shooting real bullets or crack bullets?
Yeah.
You decide. Yeah. And then he's like, fuck that. Yeah.
Should Clint Eastwood smoke a tailpipe or a crack pipe? Tell us.
Fuck that. You want to die for something like crack? I've known a lot of people who have died for crack.
Really?
The crack of someone's ass.
Ooh, the crack of dawn.
The front crack. You know, the crack of dawn.
Yeah, they woke up at 6 a.m. and they chugged a bottle of Dawn Pussy dish up. Soap.
Dawn. I thought he said dong.
Oh, no. No, just Dawn. I mean, maybe it's dong and...
Do you think that could kill
overseas.
You?
Overseas. Drinking a bunch of soap? I don't...
It would make you real, real sick.
Yeah, I mean, enough of something. I mean, enough of everything probably could kill you, you know?
Yeah. But, you drink too much water, you can kill yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, shit. Oh, no. You ever try to drink a whole pool? That'll kill you.
Yeah. A swimming pool full of liquor?
Yeah, you know?
You dive in me? Yep.
Good, great, grand, wonderful!
Speaking of that...
You guys, we got a little bit of a bit here that we haven't done in quite a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's called the old Rrrr.
Slight Tiger.
You know, have you ever heard that? The greatest Vietnam movie ever made, Rrrr.
Slight Tiger.
Nice.
Tony was talking to me the other day, and he said he heard somebody saying that Forrest Gump was the greatest Vietnam movie ever made.
Really?
And he's like, it's not even all about Vietnam. And he started going hog wild about it. And he's like, you can't call it the greatest Vietnam movie ever made. They're just in Vietnam. Yeah. Like, you can't do it. Or what did they say? They might have said World War II movie. Was it World War II?
I think it's Vietnam.
I think it's Vietnam. Yeah. It is Vietnam.
I remember I was at an open mic in Chicago. And these two guys, before the open mic started, at least a good half hour before the open mic started, they were arguing whether or not it was a good movie. One guy
Forrest
was
Gump.
Like, yeah, he's like, one guy, it's a great movie. The other guy said it was a sack of shit.
Okay.
So they're arguing a good 30 minutes before the show even starts. And then they both get on stage and decide to use their whole time to argue their points. And I was like, you guys are fucking losers.
You just did it.
Yeah.
To each other.
Yeah. One, no one cares at all.
No.
Like, God damn it. Just fucking tell your stupid jokes. Yeah. But yeah.
That's so dumb. Such good a times. Waste of fucking time.
Yeah, good times. I'm glad I had to sit through both of those.
I'll give you the old smoochy smooch kissy wissy.
I'll give you that.
Hmm?
Just to stop talking about it.
Exactly.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Get out of my life. Are you kidding me?
I'll see you later, dickhead.
That was me leaving the open mic.
Well, you know, here's why I think Forrest Gump's the best movie ever.
I'll see you later, dickhead.
Exactly.
Just gone.
Peace.
That soundtrack is pretty fun, though.
Yeah.
I bought it from a thrift store recently.
Oh, nice.
A Salvation Army.
Mm-hmm.
$3 it cost me.
Ooh.
Worth it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
it.
I'm saying? You know, you say,
what's it to you, Gaylord?
And I'm like,
$3.
$3.
Yeah, motherfucker. It's going to make me... damn.
But he's gay.
Oh, no. I was looking for the come harder just because.
That's what I was looking for, too.
That's okay.
I thought it was over here.
It's on the other page.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
There it is. Come harder just because. That's the one I meant to hit, too. That's why I went right over there.
Yeah.
So where this one is on this page.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, this one is.
Bing, dong, a ding, fling, flung, a fling, ching, chong, a ching.
That's okay.
It's a good one. Yeah.
All right, you guys. Well, we got some receipts taken here for you. Now, we found a couple of receipts, and then we broke down what we think they got it for.
Mm-hmm.
So you want me to go first or second?
My receipt's pretty short. So I don't
Mine's
know.
Fairly short. There's just a lot on it.
Okay.
I'm cool with whatever.
Okay. You go first.
All right, I'll go first. So this receipt I found. Oh boy. Okay. So first thing on it, 48 cans of Alpo Prime Cuts with beef gravy.
Say that again.
48 cans of Alpo Prime Cuts with beef gravy, a dog food.
Okay, I was going to say.
Yeah.
I was like I hope a human's not eating can out of a meat.
Hey.
I mean, fucking meat out of a can.
Meat out of a can.
Jesus. That's a spoonerism for you.
Second thing is a 10-pound box of Milk-Bone biscuits for large dogs.
Yep. That makes sense.
6 25-ounce bags of sausages, dogs, snossages, dog snacks, beef and cheese flavor. 4 28-ounce tubs of popcorn plus peanut butter flavored dog treats. Popcorn.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's neat. 13 20-ounce bags of Old Mother Hubbard pea nuttier biscuits, baked dog treats. Old Mother Hubbard.
Hmm.
I don't think a dog's going to get that reference, but...
I liked how it sounded like pea... I thought you were going to say pea nutty X. And I was like, that's jacked dogs.
Yeah, pea nutty X. Yeah. Maybe that's a different brand. That's a different version of it, yeah.
Yeah.
You can get pea nuttier or pea nutty X.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just get your dog jacked.
Ripped, yeah. That's for those pit bulls and bull mastiffs.
Yeah.
8 24 packs of Nathan's Famous skinless bun length hot dogs and 5 boxes of Foster Farms honey crunchy mini corn dogs and 18 six packs of Dog and Suds root beer. And that's it.
So this guy's fucking dogs, right?
I mean, there's dogs involved, I feel like.
Yeah.
But here's what I think.
Okay.
This is what I think. I think that this is a guy who eats dog food and anything with dog in the name because he completely misunderstood the phrase, you are what you eat.
Let me ask you something.
He just wants to be a dog.
What brand of root beer did he buy?
Dog and Suds.
I was going to go with Barks.
Barks, too. Barks could have been it, too.
Damn it. Yeah.
Barks works as well.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You ever have Dog and Suds?
No, I've never heard of it.
It's damn good.
Yeah?
Dog and Suds. Okay. It's hard to find, but it's damn good.
Yeah.
Oh, dog and Suds, shout out.
Yeah. Mug Root Beer also has a dog on it.
It has a dog on it, but it's the name doesn't make as much sense.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dog stuff with root beer.
Yeah, why
A&W is that? Doesn't.
No.
Huh. A&W is the only root beer I can
taste.
Tastes
like
dog
piss, right?
Maybe it is. Ever drank dog piss?
Yes.
Oh, it doesn't taste like root beer?
No, it's more of a cream soda.
Mystery solved. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's close.
Yeah.
It's close.
It's carbonated.
It's a cream soda. It's very close.
Yeah.
It's a very close. It's a root beer substitute, I would say. Yeah. But it's not. It's more of a cream soda.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think this guy just misunderstood the saying, you are what you eat, and he just wants to become a dog. But instead of becoming a dog from eating everything that has dog in the title, he just became an odd combination of horse, pig, chicken, and goat privates.
Goat privates.
Because that's what, privates of all of them, you know, but mostly goat privates.
Yeah.
And, you know, intestines and throwaway parts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I think he should have just been eating the chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
I agree.
I think he would have became a dog quick, and your leg keeps kicking.
Ooh, yeah.
You know?
What kind of dog? What are you picturing with this
kind
man?
Of dog does he want to be?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm thinking something like big, like a St. Bernard.
Okay.
I mean, he bought all the large...
Beethoven?
He bought the large dog Milk-Bone biscuits.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Alpo prime cuts with beef gravy.
Yeah.
That's not something you're giving to Russell.
That's a bulky boy.
Yeah. But then he went with some human foods, but they just have dog in the name.
Yeah.
So...
Maybe he's like doing an Iditarod. He's feeding some huskies.
I know some guys who did a rod or two.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, these jeans, huskies. Yeah.
They'll get you into the Iditarod, if you know what I'm saying.
He's the one that gets plastered and calls him a retard.
Yeah. What an interesting fella.
I'd love to hear a gay dude talk to a guy who completed the Iditarod.
Yeah.
And him being like,
just one?
So what do you have going on for you? He's like, well, I did a rod. It's like, so?
Yeah.
Like, okay, cool. So what else have you done? Well, I finished first place and I did a rod.
Yeah. Took me all month. Like, I've been training for months.
I brought dogs with me.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Well.
Oh, you needed a whole team to do one rod?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, well...
You fat bitch!
I watched the movie Snow Dogs a bunch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Iron Will.
Paul Walker, he's cute. Then Cuba Gooding Jr. Yeah.
Was it Fast and Furious?
Yeah. All right, well.
Cool. Well, I don't know. You've been asking questions. What have you done? Well, I did a bunch of rods.
Yeah.
And it was always hot, never cold. I don't know what you're bitching about.
Yeah.
Frostbite. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Got a whole bag on my sleigh. I don't know. Yeah, nothing either.
Yeah, in your bra.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's really funny to me. I did a rod.
Mm-hmm.
Neat.
Cool, man.
So, okay, I'm about to do a couple rods right now.
Is it Rod Sterling?
Yeah.
Rod Stewart?
Yeah.
Come on, buddy.
Which rod? Be specific.
Yeah, was it Rich Rod? He's not a coach anymore. Come on, buddy.
Yeah. I did a rod. Which rod?
Yeah.
All right, you're telling me half the story here.
Yeah. Who did you do first? Is that who was on first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Who did you do first? All right, you want me to listen? You want me to list mine?
Yeah, you got any more thoughts for this one? Or
no, I think we covered it.
Yeah,
I think we nailed this fucking asshole.
I think we did.
Yeah, I hope he picks up his own shit.
I think he's good.
I hope he bags that fucking shit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he's going so dog heavy that when he shits, he expects someone else to clean it up.
Yeah, I would hope not.
But I hope he becomes a dog, honestly.
You know what? I hope he dances. I'll say it.
I hope you dance.
Yeah, I'm not afraid. I hope you dance, sir. Yeah. This is only three And I kind of cheated. I peeked in this dude's basket. It was one of those things where
okay.
So I don't know, but I think this was a good three thing. There's like, you ever go to the store and you just like, you just happen to like, you kind of enter the store and then you see somebody and you guys like you cross paths like multiple times.
Yeah.
Where it's to the point where it's like, what the fuck?
And you make eye contact every time.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. Like,
yeah. It's really, yeah.
And it also is like that shit where you feel weird about it, but then you're like, we shouldn't feel weird about this.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This isn't like, that big of a store. Yeah. But if you, I've done the shit where like you go down a thing and you see them there and you're like, oh, I'm going back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to walk down to another one that I don't even need and I'll come back to this one when they're gone.
Yeah. I like stopped because like we like kind of entered at the same time and like both got a basket and he like, it felt like he was like following me for a bit.
Did you guys touch hands when you went to reach for a basket?
Just tips.
Okay.
But yeah, I like stopped for a bit. So I was like, I don't want to like, I was like, I was just like, fucking let this guy go.
Yeah.
But yeah, then we kept caught like crossing paths and then I peeked into his basket and all he had were envelopes, vitamin water, and condoms.
Huh.
So,
you know what flavor vitamin water?
The one I like, pomegranate berry, I think it is. Yeah, okay. It's good. It's a good one. I have two theories.
I like the dragon fruit one.
I've never had that. Yeah, what's that one?
It's the one I think 50 Cent was...
that's his whole company, yeah.
Yeah, it was like purple.
Okay, yeah. I always get the...
Oh, it's his whole company?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was just like the spokesperson for one. It was like his signature flavor or something.
No, he invented the whole thing.
I can't remember what it's called because I haven't gotten it in forever.
Dragon fruit? I like dragon fruit.
Yeah, it was dragon fruit in there, though.
I'll give it a
it's
shot.
Like a dark purple-ish. Okay. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, that's good, yeah. So, one theory, he's got some pen pals to catch up on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They want somebody in fucking Russia.
He already has the paper, though, and the ink.
What? Oh, yeah, yeah. He just needs the envelope, and then, you know, he's got to send them a little something-something and some condoms.
Gonna swing by the post office after.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry, sir, in America, but I'm infertile and my wife, I'm shooting blanks. Can you help me out, buddy? Gotcha. Just mailing, you know, jimmies full of little jimmies. Or.
Wait, he'd be mailing them to people who are too fertile. Right? If you're mailing jimmies to people.
No, I was thinking he would go home, jerk off into the condoms.
Wow, yeah.
For a semen sample. And he's using the, I mean, in the other scenario too, he's using the vitamin water to stay hydrated, obviously. Yep.
Yeah. Well, shit, you can't jerk off that many times without being hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
Ask Clemen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he would know in that sweat box. There's no vitamin D in that sweat box.
That's so stinky fart.
Isn't that what it's called?
Hot box.
Oh, I thought they called it the sweat box.
They probably do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
The boo box. From Hook.
Oh,
the one where they put the pirate in and then they put scorpions in.
Oh, yeah.
In with
I didn't like that.
That was Glenn Close that got put in the boo box. Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
You ever see Stir Crazy?
No.
There's like, it's not very good, but it's Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor and they're in prison together.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one where they like hang up like Gene Wilder like in shackles. And like they like try to like torture him, but everything is like he like gets hung up in shackles, and he's like they let him down. He's like, "You guys fixed my back. I have never felt better." And then he goes into like a fucking like a hot box or whatever, and then he comes out
a sauna.
Yeah, and he comes out and he's like, "Can I stay like another few days? Like I'm really working through stuff with my dad, and like I feel really good." And like it's a stupid joke, not a great movie,
silly.
Yeah, but So I think he's either sending some like semen samples.
Send and cum to pen pals, infertile pen pals.
Yeah. Or he's just like the worst drug smuggler ever. Like he's just filling the condoms full of drugs and he's mailing them. He's just like, well, I mean, I could go to the airport, but I'm not going to drive myself.
He only heard like half the story.
Yeah, yeah.
Where he's like, he heard the first part and then got like a phone call.
Yeah. It's like
when people were explaining. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
No, yeah. We need to send this cocaine to Peru. Okay, well, how am I going to do it? Put it in condoms. All right, I can get some envelopes too. I mean,
I got another call here real quick.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, what's the price of stamps?
Where do I put them? Okay, you got to put them in your... Whoop, I got another call here real quick. Let me just check this.
Put them in my mailbox. Come on, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm not a fucking idiot.
That's the code word that they're using, though, is get some condoms, put some drugs in them, shove them up your mailbox.
Yeah, your M-A-L-E box. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Your mail hot box.
Okay, mm-hmm. There we go.
Hotmail.com, M-A-L-E.
Yeah, and, there it is.
And then bring us those drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, easy.
Yeah.
Easy peasy. That's a three-item receipt.
Yeah, right. You know what? I'm going to buy myself a vitamin water as a reward. Love it.
What a smart cookie I am.
Yeah, yeah.
I deserve a little treat.
Exactly. You know? Man, I'm going to be so fucking rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the next 50 Cent up in here.
Yeah. Yeah. Very,
I cannot slurp.
Very curious, man.
Hmm.
I don't know. I wonder what he's up to. If he's got arrested or if he's been arrested.
I like the idea, too, that he's...
We got some manthrax in the mail. Semen, you know?
Yeah, there's that. You guys remember the postal epidemic where they were sending out manthrax?
Yeah.
Where it was just anthrax in a condom?
Yeah.
Wait, I like to picture it where there's no envelope and it's just a stamp on a condom with powder in it.
Yeah.
And it's just manthrax epidemic.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They're like, open it up. Is it a powder? No, it's sticky. Oh, it might be manthrax.
Maybe it's wet anthrax. Nope, it's definitely cum, bud.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man, manthrax is really good.
Yeah.
It sounds like a shitty serial killer. Is the manthrax murderer strikes again? Because who is not curious enough to open up a random condom they got in the mail? Oh my god.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Another case of a manthrax baby.
Yeah.
Where someone was sent a random condom in the mail, and so they shoved it up their cooter hoping they'd give birth.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
this will get them just sprinkling anthrax into a fucking condom.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm a big fan of that.
That's all I got.
Well, I don't think I'm going to come up with anything better.
No, that was fun.
That's good.
Fun.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, hey, more power to him. And at least you guys didn't make like enemies of each other and shit in the store.
The people you generally run into at Ralph's. He was okay. It was just one of those like weird synchronicities.
Yeah,
I can't talk today.
It's the weird sense of where you almost want to say some dumb small talk shit to him.
Oh, you again?
Or you would expect someone to say that, or to just be like, ugh. Like,
I always feel bad when it's like a woman.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Like, I want to be like, I'm not following you.
It like constantly feels like I only have that with women.
Yeah.
Where like I'll pass somebody and we catch eyes and then I'm like, okay, cool. And I'm going to keep going. And then we catch eyes again and I'm like, it's just a store.
Yeah.
Like I didn't double back and like try to. I forgot my peanut butter. Like I swear I didn't. Where you want to say things instead of being like you again, just being like it wasn't me. Uh-huh. I didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah. But all right. Well, hey.
Yeah. Good times.
Guess what? You guys, we're gonna take another quick commercial break here with 60 seconds of. A little bit of Milky Way.
Ooh.
The best candy on earth comes from Mars, Milky Way.
Hey, diddle, there's milk in its middle. Milk in the chocolate, too. There's so much milk in the Milky Way, you can almost hear it.
Wholesome and good, that's Milky Way. And the reason is right in the name, milk. Each year, millions of gallons of fresh milk, the kind you drink, go into Milky Way candy bars. There's milk in the creamy nougat and in the pure milk chocolate. Mighty milky, mighty good, Milky Way.
There's so much milk in the Milky Way, you can almost hear it.
The best candy on earth comes from... Bye.
The pauses threw me off.
That first pause, those first ones, I think it must have been visual.
Yeah.
There must have
yeah.
been some visual shit in that one, because the second time it was like, there's so much milk in the Milky Way, mm-hmm. you can almost hear it. The first one was like, like, that's it's too long, man.
I was looking through, I thought I had a thing back to the old, the past segment we were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I thought
yeah.
I wrote it down in my phone. Like one of those like weird things that happened today, but I didn't write it down and I forgot. And I was looking
for it.
Do
you remember it?
No, I don't remember it. But I was looking for it, and then the pauses, and I was like, "Oh shit, are we back?" And I was just like, "Ah." But yeah, I wish I could find it. Fuck, it was weird.
You need
but
a second to check for it, or no?
I looked for it. I can't find it.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. All right, save it for next time or something.
Yep. Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I've got a bad case. Oh yeah. I don't know. I won't find it.
Trick. Fuck, triple
I'm gonna
check,
look again.
Check.
I'm gonna look again.
Double check. Triple check. Check. Triple double check. Triple double.
Triple double. Flipple double. Triple double.
How about I knock you around a little bit?
How about that? How about I knock you around a little bit, Casey?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sitting here playing whack-a-mole, fella. It's some rough stuff up there. You know what I mean?
Do you ever play that with yourself?
What?
Or, you ever teach your dick to go inside itself so you can pop it out just to try to grab it and jerk off? Whack-a-mole.
No, why would I do that? Why would I do that with my own dick when there's so many other dicks to do that with?
That's a good point.
That's what I say. I found it and I read it and it wasn't good. So,
no?
Yeah, let's
okay.
move on.
All right, that's fine.
I will suck your fucking yeah. dick. I will let you fuck me.
Let's wrap this baby up.
All right, you guys. We're at the point of the episode. You know it. We blow it. It's named the episode, everybody. And I have fucked the dog once again. I wrote nothing down.
Oh, I wrote a bunch down.
Good. Thank you. I thought I saw you writing, so
yeah.
That's why I didn't write it down. JK.
You ready? Simmons. JK Kuban. Ooh. I got Slim Kim.
Okay.
It's Ferda.
Oh, I like that.
Modern Footnote. Hungry Owies. P. Nutty X. And Manthrax.
Oh, man. I really, okay, so Manthrax and It's Ferda are the two I kind of want to do the most.
Yeah.
If I could put
ooh.
Ja Rule's face in some hockey gear and That'd then just funny. Have it be like, It's Ferda,
yeah.
that would be fun. I also
I like
really
it.
Like the idea, I already said it, of having a condom with a fucking stamp on it.
Oh yeah,
just filled with some shit. I would actually probably take that photo myself to mix it in, because I don't think I'm gonna find anything that I can do.
Yeah.
But I really like that. So if I have the time to do Manthrax, I really want to do that.
Yeah.
But I also really really enjoy Ja Rule as a hockey player yelling,
yeah.
"It's Ferda."
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that one's really good. I think
I'm on board.
I think I'm gonna say that one's tops, because okay. I think I can pull that one off. It'll take a little more work to do Manthrax, but if I got the time, hey, I got condoms not being used, you guys. I got powder.
I've seen them.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
I've tasted them.
Yeah, hey.
I don't know. I'm retarded.
You go up to your roommate. Oh. Hey, man, I taste tested all your condoms. They're good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to be lucky.
They're not poisoned.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's gonna be lucky.
What about what about like a king that was in denial that he was gay? Like they used to have like people that would test, like would eat
food
their
testers,
food. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But he was like taste my dick to make sure there's not poison on it. And then like he would like get sucked off a little bit before he fucked a woman.
I want to make sure I'm trying to make a prince.
Yeah. I want to make sure my dick's not poisoned
right.
and shooting blanks. You got to suck a little bit before I fuck this woman.
Yeah. Cause every woman I've had sex with, I've gotten soft.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think my dick
gotta
is poisoned
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
So I need you to suck my dick
yeah.
until I come. And then I need you to tell me if the cum tastes like it's going to be a boy or a girl.
Yeah. And just spit it in the vagina.
Yeah, yeah. And then you just spit it in the vagina, because I'm wiped right. out. I don't. There's no vitamin water yet.
I think I just found my new opener.
There you go. Yeah, there it is. Oh my god, we need an animator for this show.
Yeah.
We need you guys, somebody to animate some stuff for us. But all right, you guys. So it's Ferda. or Manthrax are the two that I'm shooting for here. And let me tell you, I am shooting for the old...
Ooh, wrote it down.
And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban. I apologize for everything. And yeah, I don't know. Hey, guess what? Follow me online at Jacob Allen Kuban, 1L. So there's no two towers going down with that middle name. But Jacob Allen Kuban, check out the Instagram. I don't do anything on anything else. I'm on there, but I don't do anything with it. So don't try to follow it or I don't know, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, go to HowSadness.com to listen to the podcast if you don't have Google Play, iTunes, or Stitcher. And I think it's on other shit, but there's a standalone player. Go to HowSadness.com, fill out your own Mad Lib. I'm going to be adding the Mad Libs from the podcast before if they're not already on there. And yeah, have fun with those. They're pretty silly. It tends to get a little goofy depending on how you fill it out. We had a buddy fill it out who didn't know what was what, so I'm going to try to do a good job of giving you guys maybe a list of examples of words, because I also have to look those up sometimes when I'm doing shit. And guess what? We're not all English majors. And
but we are all gay.
Yeah. Hey, getting there at least.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, check out House Sadness. We try to post some neat shit on there all the time. Give us a ring at 1-760-848-7857. That is 1-760-TIT-PULP. Give us a call. It's a Google voicemail, so there's not a lot of time. So keep your little chunks to at least 3 minutes long, and then just leave as many messages as you want. Or if you have anything you want to say and it's got to be a little longer, record it yourself. Email it to thetrash@howsadness.com. I guarantee you we will play it. That's a guarantee. That's a straight-up guarantee. Yeah. And if you record something longer than 5 minutes that we play and we think is fun, I will send you a koozie and maybe a button or two. Who knows? I don't know. Do you? I don't yet, because no one's done it. Yes, they have. Somebody from jail. I've sent him treats and some commissary. Guess what, Clemen? You're welcome, and thanks for the titted muskrat. Again, thanks for the updates, Clemen. And, yeah, I don't know. Go to moistjunk.com if you want to score any gear. Some House Sadness gear on there. I try to keep some new shit happening all the time. I got some new ideas coming out for Moist that are pretty neat as well. If the price is too high, just remember I hand make everything, and you can write in the message that when after you order, you're an ass, or hey, do something weird, do it, and I will. I don't fucking know. But just know my hand has touched everything that you'll get in the mail. And that's it for me.
First of all, gay. Second of all, stupid.
That was mean. I got nothing. I don't know. Don't. I'm good. Just write me a letter if you want.
Hey, yeah, write him a letter.
Yeah.
You know where to send it.
Yeah.
The trash.
Oh, yeah.
At HowSadness.com.
Exactly, yeah.
It's going right to the trash. And guess
That's
what?
Yeah, just leave me alone.
Yeah, hey, come on. Just leave the poor boy alone. He's been through enough. And if you could, go fly away like a flock of seagulls. How about you? Don't you? Do you? I don't know. I'm gay.
It's not the way you look. It's not the way that you smile. Something to them. It's not the way you have your hair. It's not that certain style. But it could be that perfume. If I had a photograph of you or something to remind me, I wouldn't spend my life just wishing. And it's not the way that you dance. And it's not the evening skies. It's more the way your eyes are laughing as they glance across the great divide. If I had a photograph of you or something to remind me,
I wouldn't spend my life just wishing. Feel this way for so long. Tell me, is it all or nothing?